Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
10 o'clock ABC News. It is next, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and bowling. Good morning. It is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump right now attending the National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
Earlier in the week, the president's Department of Government Efficiency and its head, Elon Musk, offered 2 million federal workers buyouts and told them they have until today to decide whether to take them. Also, the Trump administration, under the direction of Elon Musk, moving to close the Agency of International Development, which provides billions for food, education, and medical programs to developing countries around the world. Next expected to be closed, the U.S. Department of Education.
He is effectively shutting down an American government agency that requires an act of Congress.
University of Michigan professor Donald Moynihan. Major winter storm affecting millions this morning. This is ABC News. An unruly passenger on board a Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to Houston, forcing other passengers and crew to take action.
Flight 4856 was 40 minutes into a two-hour trip when Jessica Brown heard noises behind her.
When I turned my head to look, I saw this man hitting the window of the plane.
He eventually kicked out the internal plexiglass pane. Brown says the airline seemed totally unprepared for an unruly passenger.
Hearing the stewardess walk down the aisle screaming, "Does anybody have a belt? Does anybody have shoestrings? Is there anything that we can use to tie his hands up?" was absolutely terrifying.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Another state is considering banning cell phones in classrooms. Oklahoma lawmakers and the governor are on board with a plan to ban cell phones in public school classrooms. Advocates of the bell-to-bell no-cell proposal say it would help eliminate distractions in the classroom and also help improve student mental health. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
There is a wind advisory in effect for our area until 9 o'clock tonight. A high of 33 today with southwest to west winds, 15 to 25 and gusts of 40. Also for tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 8. Partly cloudy Friday and 25. A 30% chance of light snow towards Saturday morning and a low of 12. Also Saturday, a high of 27 and a chance of 3 to 5 inches of accumulation of snow. Heaviest to the north of the WRC listening area. Sunday, 20 degrees.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Our morning show today from WRCO Radio brings us a chance to talk about all the great things going on at Weston Schools. Molly Kasten, the superintendent, is here, and also a new guy, Larry Villiard, their athletic director, is here today as well. Good to have you both in here. What is it about, like, rough weather, Molly, and Weston on the morning show? It's like you bring out the worst or something like that.
Yeah, imagine that. every time I've been going to come in, it seems like there's something with the weather. So once we had snow, and then we had cold. And then today we had ice. So
how are the
roads?
Got
it all covered. Actually, Highway 58 from Weston to here was really good. And when I left a little after 5 this morning, and Highway 58 was already really, it was pretty good. They had already salted and taken really good care of it. So we did have to delay, but we were able to get started. Hopefully they're starting soon.
Pretty soon. Yes, I talked to Tammy early this morning. You know, they made that decision. Does someone actually go out and drive the district, or how do you make a decision?
Well, what we do is I leave pretty early, and especially I leave early every day to get to school. I'm an early person, and I got to be there before everyone. And when the roads are bad, I'll leave a little bit earlier so I can see how it is, because I drive from Lone Rock, so if the roads are rough in Lone Rock and my whole path up 58, then I know what it's going to be like possibly out on our back roads. So I check with that. Our building and grounds director will give me a heads up, because he's up at school sometimes, like he did this morning. And then there's also, I touch base with the other superintendents in the area to determine what we're doing. I do try to keep it, you know, if Ithaca and I and us, we're so close, and especially when we have things like cancellations or after school, if we're closing early, because it affects sports and different after school activities. So, you know, between the two, looking at what they're doing is, you know, important too, but just seeing what the roads are like.
You recently had your screening for new Eagles, and how did that go?
Went well. I wasn't able to be as involved with that as I have been in the past, since I have different responsibilities now, but it was a really good day. Our 4K teacher, Amy Middlestead, our kindergarten teacher, Ashley Shaw, and our fantastic paraprofessional, Amanda Wren, were all part of the screening and met, spent time with each of the students coming in, and did a really good job. We have a good list of students coming in, and are all ready for 4K next year.
Oh, that's awesome. It doesn't seem like it should be this time of year, does it?
I know. This year is going very fast.
It
so
is.
It's hard to believe we're in February already. So
second semester?
Quick. Yep. And, quick year.
And you're looking ahead toward a referendum. I know we touched on that last time. Loretta was here with you and went over some of the numbers. But anything new as far as an update you can add today, Molly?
Yes. Our referendum is on April 1st. And we will have several meetings coming up. We do have on March 12th at 6 o'clock at the school, we have another presentation about the why and the facts of what we're asking for. We are also going to be going out to the different villages. Next week, I believe there's Casanova and Hill Point and Lime Ridge that they have their board meetings we want to get to and share information in the communities. And then getting to some of the fire departments as well, because when we want to make sure we're getting out to the community and not just in making wanting them to come to us so we can share with them. So our referendum is 1.5 million for 3 years, and it's a non-recurring referendum. So we chose to go with the three-year time frame because things are changing so quickly in the, you know, school finance that we want to make sure we're asking for what we need. And it's hard for us to predict further than that accurately on what we would really need. So we wanted to just do a three-year this referendum, and it's an operational referendum.
Mm-hmm. Just to keep it going, because we talked last time, your facilities are still pretty good, aren't they?
Our facilities are in really good shape. The building looks really nice. Mr. Siftestad did a lot of work on branding and, you know, we needed new roof, boiler, all the those structural things. And so the building's in great shape. The gyms, we had, when was that? January 18th, there was the Weston Ithaca wrestling tournament and they did the alumni recognition for the wrestlers. And one of the Weston wrestlers, I was talking to him, and he wanted to see the old gym, so I took him up there, and he was like, oh, this looks great. So it's been really well cared for. So we've put a lot of time and effort into it the past couple of years. So we don't have any capital improvements at this time. We just need to continue to be able to operate.
Good. And feedback so far, has it been pretty positive from what you've heard in the district?
I'm unsure. You know, we have a lot of people in the district that support our district and want our district to continue because it is the hub of our community. So we have a lot of people that are in support of the district. And so I expect that they will continue to support us in all that we do. So that's just, you know, hard to talk about, like, if how you're feeling about it at this point. We had one community event, and we have to get out more, and we've been sharing information out, but needing to have face-to-face conversations with people so that, you know, the questions they have, we can answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe the next visit you'll have a little bit more about that then. You brought along some of your newer staff, and you've got some wonderful people. And then I get an email from you a month or so ago, and you're like, I want to bring our new athletic director to the studio. And I'm like, okay, it must be a first-year teacher. And I was surprised to see the name Larry Villiard.
Yeah, we were really excited. I can't even remember when it was. I got a message from, I don't even know who, that said we had somebody that's interested in subbing at Weston. And as I've talked in the past, we've really worked on our sub pool. And one of the things Mr. Siftestad had done is raised our rate to pay those teachers that are lifetime licensed teachers that are retired teachers at a higher rate than a typical sub coming in that doesn't have teaching experience. And because of that, we've been able to really develop our sub pool. And so I had another one. I'm like, this is great. We've got, you know, what, five or six teachers. And then I met him, and then he started working and found out, I didn't realize what a celebrity Mr. Villiard was in the community. I had heard of him actually over the years, you know, because there's a lot of name dropping that often goes on, and his was the name. And so then I finally met, you know, so, and then he was subbing for us. And then we were in need of an athletic director mid-year. And I'm like, I'm just going to ask, you know, what harm is there in asking? And I did. And he said, yeah. So, you know, sometimes you just got to ask.
You do. Longtime friend of WRCO Radio, Larry Villiard. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, pretty darn good, Phil.
Great to have you in here. Notice I didn't say old friend of WRCO. I said long time.
We're not young anymore, but we sure are old friends.
Well, we go back a long time.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, and so you, what year did you leave Weston the first time then?
I left Weston in 1995. And I had started there in 79, so I was there 16 years. And a lot of people probably remember Mr. Lemery was the superintendent that hired me at Weston and really was my mentor. And make a long story short, he ended up back at my both Paul and I's hometown of Bruce, where we both went to high school. And he just called me one day and said, I need a principal really bad. And I said, oh, no. And I was working on my principal's license and really had thought about taking over at Weston. And then Mr. Lemery called, and it was a great time for our kids because they were just starting in school. We had three children, and their grandmas and grandpas were up in the Bruce and Exland area. So it worked out well. I ended up there for 25 years and retired in 2020. And Paula, I always had told people that we'd be back here.
Yeah.
So.
I saw you at a Cavs Reds game, I think, when you were moving back here, and it just floored me. I'm like, hey, there he is. It was like a Field of Dreams. You were coming out of the corn or something. You
know? I don't know about that, but it's been really fun for us to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then did you get the urge to want to teach again? That's why you're back subbing
a
little bit?
Paul and I traveled. We sold our house, and then we had no place to live, and we had a fifth-wheel camper, so... And it was the year of the pandemic, and so we just traveled the country and stayed to ourselves, and we said, we can't live in a camper, for it's just not us. And so you know, Mark and Jody Schmidt helped us find a lot up above Dutch Hollow, and so we decided to build a small house there and came back. And you know, I was really struggling. We stayed in a retirement RV park, and I told Paul, I said, I got to find some kids really soon. I said, I'm really having withdrawals there. And so then I started subbing at Waniwok because it's just a couple miles from our home. And so I have done that the past 2 years. Well, then Jason McDonough, who was the AD at Weston, called and said, would you consider coaching girls softball for a year, at least? He said, you know, we're going to think we'll probably move towards a co-op. And I've always loved baseball. But I played fast pitch softball and coached my daughter and back then, but I'd have a lot to learn. But anyway, I said, you know, if it's just for this spring, I think my legs will hold up and I would do it. But I said, if I'm going to do that, I better get up there and sub so I get to know these kids. And so then I started subbing at Weston, and then, as Molly told you, she called one day and said, Jason's got to resign, and we need an AD, and I said, I'll help you out for the rest of the year and try to transition someone in this position for next fall.
Awesome. And that's what you did. You did that the first 16 years you were at Weston, too.
Oh, yes. It's changed a lot. You know, everything was paper and snail mail back then. I told Molly and Jason, I always had a student that was like my AD secretary, my student assistant, and that was priceless all those years. But now so much is all online, you know, the R school, which I'm learning to navigate. You know, it's hard to teach us old dogs new tricks. But, oh, my gosh, everything is sent via email and officials' contracts, game contracts, and I've gone to my first Ridge and Valley Athletic Directors meeting already and very impressed with that group of people, so helpful and nice. So I have a lot of people helping me, and Jason has told me from the beginning he'd be my unpaid intern.
So. It's probably a little easier, though. You know, back then you had to make phone calls, you know, to line up officials and all that kind of stuff, and it's probably more immediate now, isn't it, Larry?
It is, and, you know, and then, of course, I'm coming in mid-year, and winter sports are on the way, they're on the closing end of their seasons. And then with the co-ops we share with Ithaca, you know, it's less for one AD to do. So, you know, it's not brain science. It's just time. It's just time. And, you know, I've loved all sports. And so in it's just, I told the Weston School Board, it's kind of like it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm. And you coached wrestling. I mean, we know you well from baseball, but you coached wrestling for a long time, too.
Oh, yes. I started at Weston, my first full year of teaching, I was head wrestling, and I did that for 10 years until we started to have children. And Paula said, this head coaching three sports, something's going to go, or you are. So, and Rod Muller was starting to help out at that time, and, you know, wrestling's a long season, all the winter sports. So I said, I'll give up wrestling and I'll keep football and baseball.
Had some good times in that conference back then, you know, and I think about baseball, and you and I have talked about Coach Elroy Pampu at Ithaca. Man, you had some battles back then, didn't you?
Oh, man, there's just some priceless memories along the way. You know, when I retired as a principal, the only one regret I had was that I never kept a journal. You know, if it had been at least weekly at the worst, monthly, because I would have loved to write a book. I mean, but I've forgotten more than I remember.
You told me that recently an old scorebook emerged from your past.
Yes, I had stopped over at Chuck and Lisa Keller's one day, and Chuck said, I've got something that belongs with you, and it was the scorebook from 1982.
Right. My name's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, you broke up a no-hitter, Phil.
Mark Schmidt still wants to beat me up about that. I don't know what's up with that. But.
Yeah, and Mark had an amazing year that year. He had a perfect game at Lafarge and a couple no-hitters, and we made it to state. So
yeah. You had some just amazing athletes, didn't you?
Oh, gee. You know, sometimes I think as coaches we get too much credit. You know, I tell everybody, I said, I never threw a pitch. I never got a hit. And any of those 40 years, I said, I was blessed with amazing kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And that was part of it. But you also had to kind of channel that effort because, you know, I know a lot of those fellows, they're spirited, you know, you had to kind of pull the reins in on them a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, coaching makes a difference. We, all of us that have watched enough sports, it does. And it's, you know, it's about developing the talent you have, about inspiring them to play their best, giving them the confidence to do that. And then, you know, over the course of a season, knowing what lineup to put on that field when you hit the big time of the sudden death tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if that weren't enough, you went and you were the teammate of some of those guys later with the Casanova Reds.
Oh, gee. Yeah. Yeah.
Some good times.
Oh, man, some amazing times. You know, and I think back, you know, coach, look at the home talent team and the teams that struggled, not knowing who's going to be there. That was never the case with the Cas Reds. We never had to worry about having nine players. They were always there, whether we had a practice or a game. You know, most of them had played for me. And then just the dedication and the love for baseball, I think, and they were all so solid fundamentally. And you know by watching, I was the weakest athlete on that team by far.
You were the catcher, though. I don't know.
I will always say it's the best position on the field. I always loved it. I was an amazing group of guys.
It really was. And I think about some of those times, you know, Weston making it to state, but, you know, and then Casanova winning two home talent titles against big towns, you know.
Yeah.
The one in 99 you weren't a part of, but
right.
you were around. But,
I was,
you know,
there.
You're playing a Madison area team
right.
that can draw from a population of whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you got Casanova.
And we had such a struggle getting into the home talent, Phil. It mm-hmm. was really a battle, you know. And I'm not sure what it was, if people thought We were too far away. If we were too small, that we would never stay in it. But once we got in it, you know, yeah. it was a blast. And I remember the year before we won the Home Talent League, we got no hit by the Wanakee pitcher. That's Submariner. And I just remember the next year when we got into the Final Four again, the practices we had. And, I mean, everybody said, he'll never no-hit us again. And, and you know, he didn't. And yeah. But, yeah, you're talking about beating Cottage Grove and Sun Prairie and Wanakee and Dodgeville and Oregon. Oh, my gosh, I think of the game we had against Oregon with Jeff Hillesheim. I think he went 13 innings that day or something. I mean, just, and then we won the night league besides that, you know, and just, yeah, some awesome memories.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, too. I never had to go get a lineup before the game because it was the same every single week, you know. You can't say that about too many teams.
No, it just never had a reason to change.
No, it was always the same. Oh, man, good memories, you know. And I think as you look at that, you know, we have those memories. We like to hold on to those. Things are a little different now. And I think when we talk about the future, I know you're looking at some co-ops with Ithaca, you know, who's always your staunchest rival. But yep. I think people on both sides of the line know that for these teams to continue. We're going to probably have to look at some things like
that. Yeah, and Molly and I talked about that on the way here. It's we have to deal with the future. You know, the memories will always be there for the past, but we've got to deal with reality now. And I think people are finally realizing, you know, all of our small schools, they're never going to have the enrollment that we had 30 years ago. It's just not going to happen. Families are smaller. We've lost all the small farms, which is probably one of the biggest changes that affected our schools. And then open enrollment has had an effect. There's not any one single issue. But so then it's harder and harder to get enough athletes to field full teams. And it's hard to be a competitive varsity team if you don't have enough to have a JV team. You know, you need that development. And so you're dealing with a different can of worms today and trying to keep kids enthused to play sports, the work ethic, you know, and the sacrifice to play a sport, the self-discipline. And so, you know, we have a wonderful co-op with Ithaca and wrestling, and we just were approved now to start a co-op for the next season in girls basketball. So that schedule is already out, and in a couple weeks we're going to meet together with some staff from both schools to start to put the paperwork together for softball.
And that would be for this spring then, Larry?
No, it would be for a year from now.
Next year, yeah. Okay.
The paperwork is due for spring sports by May 1st. You know, we also already co-op with track with Ithaca, and we actually have to renew that form by this May 1st too, because all the co-ops, the contracts run for 2 years, and then you have to renew them. And the WIAA has a smooth process for that, you know, and just take signatures from both schools and you upload it and ship it off to the WIAA, and then they give their approval.
Softball, I think last year you sent some girls down for like a JV situation.
Correct.
Are you going to do that again this year?
Well, right now we've had a sign up. I met with all the high school girls at Weston last Tuesday, and so then I told them, you know, I said, this is where our co-ops are kind of going. We're want to start a co-op paperwork and meet with both schools for softball. But I said, right now, I've committed to coaching you girls if we get enough for a team. And so I had a sign up that day. I got 8 that day, and Molly's really been helping me. She said she's going to get me enough. And I really don't want to say we're going to have a team and commit to the conference schedule with less than 11, because this too many things can happen with injuries and eligibility with grades or whatever. I want to have a minimum of 11, and I think we're up to 9 and a couple girls on the fence. So we're confident right now we can field the team. And, you know, and I told the girls, we just need to concentrate on fundamentals and on the skills and just trying to get better every day. And I said, we just don't think about winning or losing. Think about improving and learning the game so that next year, if we are a co-op, you're ready to play, if, you know, especially the girls that are underclassmen.
That's really good news that you're, you know, going to look at that way. And I think it helps to have someone in the school kind of recruiting a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, you have to. And that's what I told the staff at Weston, you know, when I agreed to take the AD position for the rest of the year. You really need an AD that's in the building, though. It really should be a staff member just because of that contact with the kids and the staff and the things that occur with an AD's schedule. So hopefully we'll work on that here before the next school year starts to get someone on staff at Weston, and I'll help them get started. But there's some great staff up there, and so I'm confident we'll be in good shape.
I'm sure. We'll talk more about Weston coming up in a moment. Larry Villiard is in, Molly Kasten as well, and we'll have more after these words on The Morning Show.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We call that this time of year was cabin fever. People come out of nowhere and come into town because they've burned too many fires. And we're waiting for you here at Okooch Books and Libations with all kinds of new records. You can get out your old phonograph and have a good time, all because of Okooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Welcome back to the morning show today on WRCO. We're talking about all the great things going on at West End today. Molly Kasten and Larry Villiard are in the studio with us. And as we talked, and Larry and I talked, a lot of good memories. And I think there's a lot of positives, Molly, as we move forward deeper into the school year. Would you agree?
Yes, we have a lot going on at school. There's a lot of events coming up over the next few weeks at school. And it's really important to get out and encourage those student athletes. You know, we're talking, kind of talking about the sports piece. You know, our kids dedicate that. We want them to dedicate time and effort into our sports and activities, but we need to be there to support them. And we need to be there to encourage them, to show them that it's important to do this and why. You know, everyone's experiencing a little bit, is experiencing declining enrollment and the effect that it has on sports, but also we need, you know, we need our students to understand why it's important and why would they want to do, why would they want to spend the extra time going out for a sport. And so it's really important to encourage them. And that means coming and showing up, which our community does a fantastic job. We had a basketball game, I think Friday night in the neighboring neighboring district. And I do believe we may have had more fans there than the home school. And our fans, our community supports everything that we do. So, you know, it's really important to think of those student athletes. And if we want to continue to have sports in the schools, people need to, one, encourage kids, try to get them out, you know, get them encouraged to do it, try to help them remove barriers for them to be able to participate, and also to, you know, support them in the moment. So we already do a really good job of that because our fans show up for everything. So, and that's a really strong a strength of our community.
Yeah, the school is the center of the community, that's for sure. Some other events coming up that you'd like to talk about this morning, Molly?
Oh, well, tonight we have basketball game, home basketball game, high school basketball game, and it's our youth basketball night. Hmm. And then we also have the National Honor Society is doing a soup supper before that, so you can get dinner and a game. And then I believe next week we have some middle school events at school. We have on Thursday night, we have our wrestling meet at Weston. And then there's the middle school girls basketball is
Tuesday night.
And it's parents night, I believe. And then we have some of our high school events next week as well, but they're all away next week, I believe.
The boys are home on Friday with North Crawford.
Okay. And then Friday night, next Friday night, is the girls wrestling regional at Richland Center. And so
that's
the 14th. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. This Friday, the girls are at Belmont.
Yep. For conference, right?
Yes.
So, you know, that's the, if you haven't had an opportunity to see the latest and greatest sport of girls wrestling, I recommend you go to some of those events too. And, you know, like, Larry and I were saying that the girls tournaments are on Friday night this week. This week is conference, and next week is regionals. And regionals at Richland Center, so it's not too far away. And then the boys' regional and conference is on Saturday. So there's some opportunities and lots of basketball. I see lots of basketball in our schedule. So a lot of good things going on. And then February 24th, we have a big event, which is not a sport, is kind of a sporting event. It's donkey basketball.
Oh, good.
So, you know, come on out. If you're interested in donkey basketball, you're going to want to go to our website and get tickets online. There's an increased price at the door, but we have donkey basketball, and I believe another organization is going to be having some type of a meal offered before that, too. So another dinner and show.
Who gets the proceeds from donkey basketball?
Who's donkey basketball is our Eagle Pride parent group. Is sponsoring that. So we need at least 32 players, and we're trying to get a mixture of some students that are old enough, some of our staff, and some alumni and community members that are willing to play donkey basketball.
Larry?
Boy, I think I'll surely decline now. I've been on top of one too many donkeys in my day. And
I hear you. Molly talked about girls wrestling, and man, that sport has really taken off, hasn't it?
It has really grown. Last year, I was at the state tournament. It's so enlightening now. The girls participate right with the boys at the Kohl Center, and I was truly impressed by some of the caliber of wrestling our young ladies showed and demonstrated. And yeah, it's really taken off. There's college teams now with women's wrestling, and all the way to the Olympics. And I watched some of our ladies wrestle in the Olympics. I think we had two gold medals at the Olympics last year. I mean, just outstanding wrestlers.
There are some high schools that have more girls out than boys right now, too.
I would sure guess they probably do. You know, I know Gary Gutnick's daughter coaches at Kickapoo, and they get a good group of girls out. Gary's got a granddaughter wrestling there.
That's not a surprise, is it?
No, so. Not at all. I sat with them at a wrestling match a couple weeks ago at Ithaca, and I just said, how many nights are you there helping out? Oh, pretty much every night.
Sure. Once it's in your blood, it's hard to get that out of there, that's for sure. And it's been interesting because the numbers are down, it seems like, statewide in girls basketball as well.
I agree, yes.
So that's been kind of a little bit of a shift.
Yeah, and wrestling is sure a more self-disciplined, probably more physical practice time than basketball, although basketball takes a lot of work and a lot of effort too.
A lot of time too. It's a long season. Yeah. I understand that.
You know, and I think that's one thing students and parents need to realize too, is athletics. You know, sometimes a benefit I don't think we realize is the workforce. And employers, a lot of times when they look at the resume of kids coming out of school, you know, for a job, they tend to lean towards these kids that have participated in athletics. And I think it's because of the commitment, the self-discipline, the work ethic, the sacrifice. And they know if they get those kind of people, they're usually successful on the job.
Being a part of a team.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of learning there, too. And, you know, through the years, obviously, it's kept some students motivated to even go to school as well.
Oh, definitely. I couldn't count on both hands and feet the number of kids that I know finished high school because of their love for the extracurriculars they were in, and a lot of times a sporting activity, and that's okay. I mean, if it kept them in school, no one will ever take that education away from them, and they've got the memories from their athletic days. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So as we look ahead, Larry, you know, you'd encourage people to get out. You know, the referendum is coming up certainly in the spring, but you've had a chance to be in small schools during your working career as well, and you've seen the benefit firsthand of a small school education. Maybe you could talk about that.
Oh, definitely. You know, I've never worked in a very large school. I've only had, I tell everyone, I really had two careers. I had the career as a teacher and a coach, you know, at Weston for 16 years, and then I had my 25 years of career as a principal and still coached baseball most of that time when I was up at Bruce, but both very small schools. And so you, like Molly was talking, you get to know every student. You really do. You know every student's name. You know their parents. It gets very personal, and I think that personal touch sometimes is what it takes to get some kids through the tough years of high school. There's so much anymore pulling these kids. The social media is so huge, you know, and so it really helps, I think, in a small school when you know them on that personal level and can communicate with their parents at a very close level. It helps you deal with those students, and I think that sometimes the respect they get for you then through those personal relationships help them. You know, they realize you care. And I've always thought all through my career, kids don't really deal with how much you know about certain things. They really want to know first, do you care? Are you empathetic and have compassion for them and feel bad for them when things aren't going right and are always trying to pick them up? And yet, you know, they always They know if you have the knowledge and what you're supposed to be teaching or coaching. They know that. I've always said a student can tell if a teacher can teach in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They know when they're being taught, and they want to be taught. I think they want discipline and structure in their life. They just want to know that you care and are going to help them develop that.
Do you think that kids have changed since you started in education all those years ago?
No, I really don't. I don't think kids have changed that much. I always remember at the end of my principalship at Madison Edgewood, I had Dr. Reif was my advisor, and I was torn what to do, to stay at Weston or take this job at Bruce. And he asked me a couple questions, and he said, Larry, I'm going to tell you, no matter where you go, the kids will always be the same. It's the adults you have to be concerned about. And how true that was. And then he asked me, how will the staff at Weston that you've taught with for 16 years accept you being their leader and their boss? I thought, oh, that's a good question. Never thought about that. And then he said, if you go up north to Bruce where you graduated, he said, are there teachers on staff that were your teachers? And he said, how are they going to look at it? And so those were the two questions that really settled in my heart of what to do. And then, of course, our children made a difference, but I decided to take the job up there. So, I don't think the kids have changed. And, you know, I've been so enlightened at my subbing back at Waniwok and Weston. The kids have been just wonderful, very respectful, and it just takes, you know, you have to get to know them, and they get to know you, and I still think it comes back to that caring and compassionate attitude towards them. They respond so well.
A lot of it starts at home, and, you know, a lot of us old-timers will say, well, we'd get it worse at home than we would at school, you know, and I don't know if that's always the case anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think when you were in school, and I, and Molly, and then when my young teaching career, most of the families were intact, and we had so many small farm families of kids that learned such a work ethic and were so respectful. Now we have a lot of broken homes, and that's tough. It's tough on children. They're caught in the middle sometimes, and so that's had an effect on us, and I think that's why it's even more important we have to show that compassion and caring for them, that they can work through that, mm-hmm. and hopefully the parents can. And
that's a good point. They have somebody at school that they can, you know, confide in and rely on and things like that.
I always told my staff, you have to realize in your school that some kids, this is a safer place to be than at home, which is kind of unfortunate. And I said, I want every one of you to make your classroom the place they want to be more than anywhere else every day. And I think if you can accomplish that, you really can get kids to really see the best in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Not only, you know, from the learning standpoint, but fun. You know, and I think that goes in athletics. And the number one thing kids want to do is they want to have fun.
When I met with the girls last Tuesday, I said, you know, girls, sports were meant to be fun. And I said, you know, I did my whole master thesis on youth sports because I think sometimes coaches have forgotten that. They took the fun out of playing a sport. And we all grew up playing games in sports because we wanted to have fun. And we have to remember that when we coach. These kids still want to play. They want to play and have fun. And I think sometimes our specializing them in just one sport and having to play it all year long, or some of our all-star teams that have, you know, been so prevalent the last 15 years or so, they've taken some of that fun away. They've, you know, some kids now can't play. They feel they're not good enough or don't get picked. And if I could go back and change a lot of things, I think it would be that, you know, just make sure you're still finding ways to let these kids have fun.
I know that you've had some athletes come through Weston that have gone on to play college sports. You know, you were very fortunate that way as well. And I think about Josh Justman.
Yep.
But, you know, almost all of those players, whether they're a boy or girl athletes, they played multiple sports. They weren't just involved in baseball or wrestling or whatever it was.
Almost every one of them were three-sport athletes, you know, and so many of my former students from Weston are coaching now, and that's so heartwarming to see. But I totally agree with you. I still wished in high schools that a kid could play every sport, that the winter season was split up so that you could wrestle and play basketball. Because I can tell you there'd be some amazing teams, because so many of these kids in a small school could play both sports.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be good at both.
They do that in middle school, or they at least
exactly.
They can play both. But you're right. You know, there are a lot of if you're a good athlete, you usually can probably do just about anything.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I never had that problem. But
well, I didn't either, because I was just too short to ever play basketball.
Good stuff, Molly. You've got a great staff at Weston, and you know, you talk about your coaches that you have, but a very dedicated staff there as well.
Yeah, we have great staff. A lot of our teachers have been there for a long time. Our elementary staff has been working hard for the past four years, I believe, on our literacy program, you know, adjusting it this year to the Act 20 requirements, putting a lot of time and effort into that work. You know, you have to really know your content to be able to teach it, so they've been really focusing on that. And then our junior high staff is a solid team as well. And having those, we've been working on getting our junior high has not always been, you know, had their own thing for the kids. You know, they're not just miniature high schoolers. They need to have a junior high and have a junior high experience. So we've been working on that this year. And with that, we've had some dedicated junior high teachers that help with that, so we can have some unique experiences for our junior high students. And those teachers, you know, to work with middle school kids, it has to be your thing, because they're not always easy to work with. I don't know if you know any middle schoolers, but it's, you know, it's a unique time in life. And so we have great teachers that are able to work well with our kids. And then our high school staff, too. Very fortunate to have the staff that we do at Weston. We have our staff care about kids, and that, to me, is the most important thing. I can teach somebody how to teach. I can't teach someone how to care about kids. And if you can, and that's what we want. We want people that truly, truly care about our kids.
You were not a Weston graduate,
nope.
but you were welcomed with open arms 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, I've been here for 10 years. Yep. I'm a Richland Center grad. My family is still in the area. And I went 10 years ago to Weston. I was previously teaching in the Madison School District. I was in expulsion. And then I got a phone call from Weston. They were looking for a teacher. And I thought, oh, I didn't even think of this as an option. And I went to the interview, and when I got there, I'm like, oh, I think I could like this. So I switched gears and went from a big school district in Madison to one of the smaller school districts in the state in a very rural setting, and I loved it. I will never forget the first day of school at Weston, because when I was in expulsion, it was an alternative program, so I wasn't in a school. And my first day at Weston, the first day of school, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. You know, these kids, they have a lot of the same. It was almost like going back in time to when I was in high school. There was kids wearing letter jackets, and you don't just see that anymore. And this was 10 years ago. So I was really excited to be in a school with lots of kids, and I've loved it ever since. And it's, even though I'm not from there, it's home to me. It's another home for me. And I can't really imagine being anyplace else. You know, I feel very fortunate, because, and I say this all the time, and people are probably tired of saying it, but when I'm going to school, most days I think, I can't believe I'm actually getting paid to do this. Like, they're paying me to come to school and to, you know, yes, there's work there, but I get to work with kids. And I also get to, you know, go to every event possible, because to me, it's very important that I'm at every event possible because I need those kids to know that I care. I need them to know that it's important to me that they're making a good impression on the community because they're from Weston. So I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at, and I enjoy what I do.
And you have children coming in. I mean, your role has changed a little bit from the classroom, but you still have kids coming by and confiding in you or whatever the case might be. That's got to be rewarding.
I still have a lot of students that come into my office. I wanted to make sure that my office, I've always, as my role over the years, I was teacher, then director of curriculum instruction and special education, and had a lot of connections with a lot of students. And I always would have times where students would have to come into my office to use for a study hall. They needed a separate space or something like that, and have developed those relationships. And I didn't want that to end when I changed offices. So luckily for me, I still have a lot of kids that they know that my office, it's not a bad place. You know, it's like, I don't want kids to think they can't come to my office because it's, you know, the principal's office. I want them to come in. I want them to be there. So I have kids that, I have several kids that end up coming to my office for study hall. Not that there's a problem, but they just want a different space to work. So I want my office to be open to them.
That's great. You can offer a lot in a small school, and I don't think kids fall between the cracks quite as much, do they?
Yeah. It's you know the kids. There's 257 kids, and I see them come in every morning. I'm at the door waiting for the buses and the kids coming in, and I can see and I can tell because I know them. You can see if something's wrong. You know that there's something going on with them when they enter the building, and then you see them throughout the day. But it's nice to be able to have that and know that those kids are well cared for. And it's not just me, it's the entire staff. Our staff cares for our kids.
Very good. We'll have you back in March, I guess. Yep. We'll talk a little more about some things going on with the referendum. Molly Kasten, superintendent with Weston, and principal Larry Villiard, who is the interim AD. Good to see you again, Larry. Appreciate
you
coming
Phil.
In.
It was wonderful.
Very much. And I really look forward to the future. I mean, I think the co-ops that you talked about, I think potentially they've got, it's a win-win for both districts. Right?
It's got to be. And I think people are realizing that in a way to keep all of our sports intact and not to lose any. And it's been, you know, a concern of mine for the last 15 years from both schools I've been at. It's just a sign of the times. You don't have as many students. You know, you have a declining enrollment. It's never going to go back up where it was in these small schools. And so you need to have an open mind and work together to give kids still the opportunities they deserve.
Indeed. We appreciate you coming down today, and we'll have more coming up tomorrow on the morning show. Thanks to our guests from Weston Schools today.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh, yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses the turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive. We just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day.
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
We salute the innovative farmers who embrace new technologies and sustainable practices to improve efficiency and protect the environment. Their forward-thinking approach ensures that agriculture remains viable and prosperous for future generations. This support of agriculture is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag, an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, providing auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land,